Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. All right. So usually the head chef's here to talk to you about food.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Estrella and I know, veterans of the kitchen, what do we like to do when we get off?
Drink, do cocaine, and waitresses.
Yeah, we like to go out for cocktails. Maybe even have a little shift beer. By the way, I saw you have that third shift beer last night.
But did you see the fourth?
But obviously, I'll tell you what. Let's just be honest. If you ever watched Anthony Bourdain, he would make a point of going to bars that stayed open as late as they could.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always talk about it's fun to go drink with the kitchen staff.
Oh yes, right? It is, man.
I will also say this. If you're just at a bar, like, I don't know, your friend works at the bar, maybe a girl you're dating works at the bar, that's tough. Because by the time she gets off, you might already be a few in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
I'll be done at 3:30.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And she's ready to go.
Right.
And you're ready to go to bed.
Like, that's the issue. At 1:30, they're just kind of starting. But, yeah, like, I'm not going to make it.
No chance.
Yeah.
Although, if you are friends of bartenders and you get to get locked in the bars they clean.
That's cool.
That, man. And again, like, the next morning it's god-awful, but that night, usually a blast.
Yeah, I've told this story before. I won't say where it was, but my buddy was a bartender there, and he would work in a certain section that was just his.
All right.
So I was kind of buzzed up. It was after a sporting event, so I just started cleaning with him, and then finally he's like, all right, man, you covered your tab. I was like, what?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because it was a big area. But, like, you know, you worked at a bar before. I'm already buzzed up, so I was like, just give me a rag.
Right.
Give me a spray bottle to rag.
Well, keep talking. But
yeah, like, you're getting into it. You're flipping the stools up. And he's like, all right, dude, you don't owe me anything. Like, you just saved me half an hour.
You just did everything I don't want to do.
Yeah. So these are 13 things bartenders say that'll get you ignored every time. Also, shout out to my buddy Emily. She used to work at Bill's Off Broadway. I followed her. When I still lived on Capitol Hill, I followed her to another bar.
That's not creepy.
Yeah.
No, man, I'm telling you, certain bartenders, yeah. It's like people that get hairdressers. Like, what bar are you working
right behind
at,
right? Her.
It's kind of weird, though, when you know somebody from, like, two other bars before, you're like, man, we've been drinking a long time. Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I don't think she would deny this. Like, we were legit friends. Like,
sure.
I would have. She would come over to the house on days off. She didn't even drink. Mm-hmm. You just bring baked goods.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Ted, my neighborhood bartender, started at the ballroom, and then he moved down here to the loft, and then the loft closed. Now he's now he's at Petoskey's. He's like, look, what the, everywhere I go.
But he knows what
you're
you want.
You're the manager. Yes, he does.
Or sometimes you already know somebody, and then they become a bartender at a bar you go to. Miles knows.
Yes.
All right. So these are things that get you ignored. Also, just don't stop doing this to women in general, especially female bartenders. Do not ask them to smile.
Oh, God. Yeah. Is that the first one?
That's number one.
I've never done that one. Okay.
No.
All right. Off to a good start.
Oh, that's right. Miles, you're keeping track.
Yes, I am.
All right. Number two, you have snapped, whistled, or knocked on the bar?
No.
Now, this is much more, as they say, tendency for East Coasters on East Coast bars and this and that.
I can believe that. Hey, let me get around the jello shots and anything you got to mutter
Fireball.
So the steak's even longer.
Jägerbomb. Yeah, I mean, I've seen somebody snap. Just like,
Like, man, or wave the money. At our local watering hole, I was like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. Not a regular, but the guy came in. It was a little crowded. But he's shaking his money. You can guess who was working. She does not play that.
Oh.
Yeah.
This guy got shut down quick. And
what was it, a five?
I don't. It's just his way of saying, hey, I would like to purchase a drink. And her point was kind of like, you know how you're standing in line? That's what it is. Right. Like, oh, damn. She ain't wrong.
Mm-hmm. And listen, and it depends on where you are, right? Like, some bars, you know what I mean? Like, you order from one spot. I will say.
A lot of bars have updated, if you notice.
Shout
lately.
Out to the English. The first time I went to London, I thought that was amazing. You can sit at a bar, and the bartender will serve you when they're free. But for the most part, you go up to one spot, you order your drinks, you pay, you leave.
And then go where
There's
you are.
A side spot where you deposit your empties.
Mm-hmm.
I love that system.
I'd say a lot of bars, I just remember growing up, when you order from the bar, it's just wherever you could fit your ass up to the bar. So
correct.
The bartender, you know, it was just like, it's like a lineup of, you know, I don't know, thugs or something, right? So it's just, it's this big wide thing. I've noticed lately, a lot of bars, there is this one spot you order from.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that everyone is met
right, correct.
At
it's,
the
it's
time.
Basically,
right?
Here's the idea. Obviously, the hourly wage is up there for the owners of those places.
Yeah.
So they just have a spot at the counter, like, whatever you want. Food, beers.
Order it here.
You order there. There's a big sign. Order here. And then they'll bring it out to wherever you're sitting.
Yep.
And it's easier. Like, I'm with Thrill. I used to hate it when you went to a crowded bar. Then at that point,
find a space to wiggle in.
Right. And you got to, like, hey, sorry, guys. I'm just trying to get a
drink.
And you almost have to, like, hold up an arm or something.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. They're serving somebody else, and you interrupted them.
I have done that. Guilty of that one. I've not done that in a long time. When I was younger, like, if someone would come over, even if they're making drinks in front of me.
Oh,
like,
hey, man, when you're done.
When you get a chance, man, can I get another Bud Light or whatever the deal is? You know, I've done that.
I don't think it's as much as that as, like
pulling full attention to yourself.
Yeah, like, they're making you a drink, and I sit down just like, you know, hey, Steve.
Hey,
man.
Right.
Yeah, Miles, that's honestly, in your defense, that's an easy one to do. I still do that sometimes, and I'll be like, oh, my bad, you're on something else. All right, this one, everybody's guilty of. It's just busy. Like, the bartender just not ignoring you.
Right.
It's just that busy. Yeah.
So I tell my friends that might be a little bit more impatient when it comes to restaurants and bars. It's like, look at the person that you're frustrated at.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Trying to get the attention of, are they standing still? Are they just sitting there?
Are their arms folded in the corner?
Right. No, they are working their ass
correct.
Off.
There's right, and there's times, look. I'll defend bartenders. There's also bad bartenders. And I've definitely been in bars where the bartender's just at the other end, messing on their phone or chat with somebody. And you go, all right, that's just a bad bartender.
That's why, back to the line again. That's why that helps sometimes.
Yeah, it really does.
You're a known bad tipper.
Ooh.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're known to be a bad tipper, you're a bad tipper.
That means all the bartenders.
Right.
Yeah. And listen, you could be the nicest person in the world, but if you're not elderly and you're just tipping bad, they know.
Mm-hmm.
And right, word does spread.
Yeah. They say this one's not super personal, but honestly, the drinks you're ordering are complicated.
Yeah, it just takes long, especially at a crowded bar.
Right. If it's blended, involves four or more ingredients, you're going to be at the end of the list, right? If I take four orders and then go back, and I'm going to start making stuff in my well. Sorry, mojito girls, you're last.
Yeah. Also, you know,
if you can order it, it's just, right, it's going to take longer.
Go to a cocktail bar because you know it's going to take a little time, and they're going to take their time, and you know you're going to have to wait.
But then there's the flip side, because, Ted, you were at the Watering Hole.
I was just about to say, don't shoot off your mouth about cocktails you didn't know they can make.
Because at this place, everyone in there, man, it's Jack and Coke, beer. Right? I mean, it's just standard basic crap. So I guess you're joking about like actually making a cocktail, which you rarely see them do. They ended up making you one, right?
Yes. And I was in there one night with my buddy Joe, and we were joking about, what's the old green liqueur? We were talking about Midori and melon balls and this and that. Yeah.
Did you end up with a Midori cocktail?
So they made you a drink with one.
Yes.
Of course.
It's like a fun adventure.
Go Frangelico next time.
You've been demeaning toward the bartender or other patrons.
Well, yeah. Sure.
That's just in general.
Yes.
All right. But also, I don't think people, you got to listen to the second half of that. Because bartenders have ears. So if you're sitting there and you're talking, you know, you calling some girl in the back dressed like a slut, or you're saying something, like you're going to hear racist, like they're going to hear that too.
Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed at what they can hear, man.
Yeah.
Just, I've had, you know, bartenders telling me, do you know so-and-so? Like, yeah, man, they're a horrible person. I'm like, really? You think so? And I'm thinking they said something or did something to the bartender. They're like, no, I'm just listening to their conversation with their friend, you know, for the 3 hours they were there. They're awful people. I'm like, okay, noted.
You've touched the bartender or anything behind the bar?
Yeah, don't, come on. They'll let me grab napkins and toothpicks.
Yeah, I have once poured a beer behind a bar. And I, not kidding you, I was 18.
Okay. Yeah.
And I got thrown out. You're an influencer. They're just saying, like, look, the bartenders, if you want to take pictures of your cocktails, whatever, but, like, you don't need to turn around and be like, I don't know.
Oh, right.
Like, I'm at Chili's.
Well, and then I also.
Ted is a poor influencer, but he's out there.
Great.
He's hustling.
And then I feel like they get involved sometimes. You know, hey, could you take a picture of me sitting at the bar?
That's the other part of it, too, right? Like, they're working.
No, I'm working.
Yeah. I don't see this one that often, but I used to run into this all the time on the East Coast. You ask for your drink extra strong, or ask the bartender to hook you up.
Just ask for a double.
Hook you up.
Right.
Correct. And basically, when you ask for your drink like that, that lets the bartender know you're probably not a good tipper. Here's the one where I said I'm definitely guilty of. You show up, you're already in the back.
Yeah, okay.
Guilty.
Guilty. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
I have walked into a cocktail bar and the guy's like, nah, man. I was like, you're right.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
Dead right.
Thank you for making the right call.
You're talking too much. Bartenders like to talk to you, but they also got to work, so let them go. And then last on the list, this should be pretty simple. You're making your bartender feel uncomfortable. Female, this is going to happen to them a lot more, but also males, like girls, just because, like, don't hit on the bartender. Who knows? They might legitimate like you as a person, but they're also working.
Seriously, if the bartender likes you, you will find out.
Right.
Yeah.
Bartender's out there right now like, shh, Ted. Come on.
Damn it.
Come on, man. You're ruining my game.
Well, you would have to put in a lot big numbers of bars and restaurants.
Yes.
It does, look, it does happen.
Sure.
Yeah. But you got to put a lot of work in.
I'd be easy bartender. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Speaking of, Shot of the Nate's coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.